This is Scott Pohl. For city dwellers, farming might not appear to be a viable career option. A program in Lansing works to encourage urban farming through the Lansing Urban Farm Project Apprenticeship Program. The first of two information meetings about the program is tonight. On a cold winter morning, the little urban farm on South Hayford Street in Lansing doesn't look like much. But even now, there's some growing going on in the nearby hoop house. It steps from Caitlin Schneider's back door. Schneider is a former Lansing Urban Farm Project apprentice who now manages the farm. She bundles up baby Frida to show me around.
It is 30 by 48, so it's a fairly small hoop house, but it gives us enough space to extend the season a little bit on either ends, and then in the summer we use it for tomato production primarily. You can see that there's strings from the ceiling, and that's where we trellis our cucumbers and our tomatoes from. And the white fabric is an inner hoop that further protects the crops from the cold. So we can pull it back and you'll see that there's a spinach under here and some salad mix. And this spinach that's been overwintered is very sweet. It's full of sugar from the cold.
Ingham County Treasurer Eric Schertzing oversees this operation. He explains the scope and the goals of the project.
The urban farm area is comprised of about a half dozen different parcels that make up a couple acres in that immediate vicinity. But it has spawned other small urban farms in the Lansing area. But this was really the first modern rendition of an urban farm in 2010.
Now, you're looking for four apprentices this year. What qualities are you looking for?
Anybody that wants to learn how to grow produce. We really want to key in on folks in the neighborhood. We've had a number of the apprentices from within a couple of blocks. And the reason we pay the stipend, this is like a six-month commitment, 5 or 6 months, 20 hours a week. But we want to make it possible for low and moderate income neighbors to participate in the program so there's the $4,000 stipend attached.
Now, where does the money for that come from?
Well, we've had a number of sources over the years. There's been some USDA grants. The Community Foundation has played a role. The Ingham County Land Bank Authority has been one of the, you know, ongoing sponsors. And we kicked off some local community fundraising with a farm festival last fall that raised some real money.
What happens to the food?
It is sold. There is a Saturday market in the growing season. And the setup is that's part of the compensation for the farmer that runs the farm and helps us train the apprentices.
Back at the farm, manager Caitlin Schneider tells me that she grew up on a small hobby farm, and now that she lives in the city, she's glad this apprenticeship program gave her a chance to get back into agriculture.
I remember there was a time when we were sitting... We were digging potato trenches, and it was like 100 degrees out, and I was just like, oh, I am so happy I'm doing this right now. Like, this is what I should be doing with my life. And I think that if you can be really happy digging potato trenches in 100-degree weather, then you found the right place.
Tonight's meeting to learn about applying to be a Lansing Urban Farm Project apprentice starts at 6 p.m. at the Allen Marketplace on East Kalamazoo Street. There's another on February 23rd. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.